This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the campaign trail for the first time since the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, continuing his call to calm the divisive rhetoric on both sides.
You gotta remember, in America, we're not enemies, we're friends, we're neighbors, we're fellow Americans. Most importantly, must fully and firmly reject not only political violence, but violence of any kind.
But Biden also argued on Tuesday doing so doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth as he tore into his Republican rival. It's counter-programming to Trump and the Republican National Convention underway in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip killed at least 57 people on Tuesday, according to Palestinian health officials, as Israeli forces battled fighters led by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Gaza health officials said those casualties included 23 killed at a United Nations school in Nuseirat. The Israeli military said in a statement it attacked a group of terrorists who had operated from inside the school after taking steps to mitigate the risk to civilians. Gaza's health ministry said another 17 were dead after an airstrike in Khan Yunis on a car near a tented area housing displaced families in the humanitarian designated area of Al-Mawasi.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Police in Thailand say the bodies of six people were found in a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok with poisoning a possibility. Police identified the dead as two Vietnamese-Americans and four Vietnamese nationals. They say there was no signs of a struggle and the bodies were found foaming at the mouth in a room at the Grand Hyatt Hotel. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the state of New Jersey has been convicted on all charges at his corruption trial, including accepting bribes of gold and cash from three businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. Two co-defendants were also found guilty. Prosecutors said the Democrat abused his power to protect allies from criminal investigations and enrich associates, including his wife. And they said he took bribes for helping Egypt access military aid worth millions of dollars. Menendez says he'll appeal that he never violated his public oath and has never been anything but a patriot. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he should resign. Greece has ordered some businesses not to let their employees perform heavy outdoor duties during afternoon hours this week as the country sizzles in yet another heat wave. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The trial centered on what federal prosecutors called several overlapping.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch is calling for greater accountability of public funds in Kenya, framing it partially as a human rights issue as Kenya witnesses fresh protests sparked by proposed tax hikes and alleged government corruption. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Kenyans have taken to the streets for the fourth consecutive week to protest the high cost of living, corruption, and misuse of the country's finances. What began as a tax protest has morphed into a demand for the end of President William Ruto's government, with demonstrators saying they do not trust it to solve the country's political and economic problems. Human Rights Watch is calling on the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to work with the Kenyan government to ensure IMF support for the country is aligned with human rights and that corruption doesn't take funds meant to improve the lives of ordinary people. Domestic and international, Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Now, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner on the Greece heat wave.
Builders, food delivery riders, couriers, and shipwrights are among those having to pause work from noon till 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. Since June, Greece has repeatedly seen high temperatures disrupt daily activities, and hundreds of wildfires have broken out, fanned by strong winds, following the warmest winter on record that scientists link to global climate change. Several regions of the world, from the United States to India, have similarly been suffering this summer from extreme heat that has triggered power outages and wildfires.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Authorities in Congo announced on Tuesday at least 72 people, including several soldiers, were killed in a militia attack east of the capital on Saturday. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.